All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here we are, brand new time. We are on Saturdays from 3 to 4 with Tech Talk. We have a brand new real estate show on between 11 and noon. Chaletta now between noon and 3. As a result, Tech Talk between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Twins and Royals, game 2 of the 3-game set coming up. A little bit later on, we'll have the lineup card at 5:30. First pitch at 6:10. Twins dropped a heartbreaker in 10 innings last night. We'll have more on that a little bit later on. Doug joins us, Doug Swinhart. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. But, Doug, we've got a scam alert. Tell us more.
Oh, you know, it's been quite a week. I've been shopping for a new remote desktop connection software, and there's been a whole bunch of new ones that hit the market, and I found one that was called Rustdesk, R-U-S-T-D-E-S-K, and it looked really good. The price was right, and I thought, you know what, maybe it's time to pull the plug and sign up for a year. It was $180-some, I believe, and I go to the little payment page, and of course, the company that was listed as the vehicle to transport dollars was different than Rustdesk, and that looked kind of strange. They didn't take PayPal. They didn't take Google Pay. They didn't take Apple Pay, which caused me some pause. So I reached over and I got my credit card, not my debit card. And I put that in, and within 3 seconds, I come back and said, well, your credit card's declined. Maybe we suggest that you use a debit card. I looked at the company name for the buyer, for who was handling the financial, jumped online, found out that this company was out of business in June. It just didn't look good. And I'm not going to complete it. I canceled the whole thing. 15 minutes later, my bank calls, or Royal Credit Union calls, said there's suspicious activity on your card. We've closed it down. We are sending you a new card. And then Monday and Tuesday, I pursued this. And yeah, as soon as I stopped the process, they started whacking that card. They were trying to charge $4,000 in less than an hour.
Wow.
This is the first time I have ever experienced trying to buy a professional software as being used by an administrator where apparently something has happened. They've gone out of business or somebody was hacked into it. I don't know exactly. But next thing I did was I reported it to the FBI Cyber Division, and then I went to Trustpilot, TrustPilot.com. Great website, and I reported it there. Well, within hours, Trustpilot sent this thing around the planet. This is, I think we need to kind of hang together when we run into stuff like that, alert the world as best we can. I'm not sure if it's a legitimate company making changes or But the $4,000 in a half an hour after I stopped movement, that didn't seem right to me. And asking for a debit card in lieu of a credit card, yeah, that's way out of bounds.
Yeah, and this came up on the show, I believe, 1 week ago. And this is important. And you could talk to your bank about it. But in general, I use my debit card to get cash if I need it. But I use it sparingly and use a credit card. And like I say, you can talk to your bank about protections built into your individual debit card. But typically, a credit card is a good firewall between whomever you're doing business with and your money. Because typically, they'll notice suspicious activity, they'll shut it down, and if you challenge, if you say, hey, I didn't charge that, they'll go to work for you.
That's right.
Now, your bank might as well, on the debit card side, but I always just feel more comfortable. And we brought it up before, and we should recap this, because there are a number of people. Get a hold of your credit card company. If you're doing transactions online, sometimes they will provide you with a virtual number or a one-time use number for online purchases. So there's a lot of ways. And another one you've brought up before, and I've used it a lot, is PayPal. That is kind of another firewall between your bank accounts and whom you're doing business with. And that's helpful.
I would never, ever use a debit card to buy anything online. Use it locally, restaurants, gas stations, and keep it to a minimum. 3-4 places you get groceries, your regular hometown stuff. But if I had to use a card online, it's going to be a credit card. They have different responsibilities to the customer, and most of the debit cards are being, the customer service part is at your bank or at your financial institution. Yeah. In fact, that's what I moved to Royal Credit Union, who, by the way, do a great job. I am really impressed with Royal Credit Union. They just do great work. But nonetheless, I prefer to use one of the big pay methods. PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay. There's just enough of that to go. And I'll tell you this, on an international basis especially, now, Rust Desk is located, I believe, in Cyprus, if I'm not mistaken, which I'm not even sure where it is, but it's on the other side of the planet somewhere. I think that it's imperative that you get one of these big companies to stand in between you and the whole transaction of the tunneling around the world. I just think you're a lot safer. And let's face it, they've got a lot more power than any one individual. That's been my experience anyway. And PayPal does a good job, I think, and they all do.
By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, by all means, get a hold of us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That's good for a call or text. Texts come right into the studio. If you call, you'll visit with Josh Wheeler, our producer on the program today, and he will put you through. And a friendly reminder, we invite you to call early, because by the time we get to the end of the program, we have a backlog of texts and calls, and we might not get to those before the end of the program. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program as well. All right, let's get started on that City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. And this is a good one. I have both Sea Cleaner and Provazor available. Is there any advantage or disadvantage to running both? That is a good one, Doug. We haven't brought that up before.
You know, not that I've noticed. I've never done it, but I can't imagine where that would harm. I don't think they fight. But I think for my dollar, I'd go right straight with Provazor. I don't know if he's got the free version of both or if he's got the paid version of Sea Cleaner and the donator version of Provazor. I just think Provazor does a much, much better job. Of course, now I have to admit, Steve, it's been a while since I've even picked up Sea Cleaner. Since Pureform sold them out, I think 2 or 3 years ago. And so I've been just pleased with Provazor. But I don't think there's going to be any harm. I doubt it. I think that they're both upstanding products, and they both want your business eventually if you haven't paid already. I don't think there's going to be a conflict.
All right, but Provazor, let's spell it again real quick. PRIVAZER. Doug, you swear by it. It's been around for a while. We've talked about it a lot on the program. For your average user, how many times a week should you run it? Once a week? Twice?
Oh, if that. Once a week would be great, plenty. In fact, I got a lot of users I've set up once a month, sometimes twice a month on a Sunday night. When they're done, they just fire it up and let it work, and you can schedule it. Now you don't even have to do anything. It'll just fire up and do it and shut your computer down when it's finished. It's a great program. Absolutely great program.
Yeah, it is a good one indeed. Quick break. We'll come back. Much more tech talk on the way. We've got something on our text line about CenturyLink. We'll get into that. So if you're a CenturyLink customer, you may want to hang in there for that one. And a week ago on the show, we had a freak storm pop up, blow through, knock out power, knocked us off the air at the end of the program. But we want to get into the UPS, the uninterrupted power supplies for computer equipment, and what Doug recommends. So we'll get into all of that coming up here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We are on at a brand new time, 3 o'clock Saturdays, sports schedules permitting, Tech Talk. Steve, Doug here. Josh Wheeler is our producer. The number hasn't changed, 651-461-9226. We have a brand new real estate show on the air between 11 and noon. Shaletta's on from noon to 3, and then Tech Talk at 3 o'clock. We'll have the Twins and Royals a little bit later on here on the radio. Twins and Royals from Kansas City. KC got a big grand slam from Bobby Witt Jr. in the bottom of the 10th to win the ball game last night. All right, here's one from our text line. By the way, you can send us a text on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. CenturyLink email doesn't send email to SMS messages. Is there a setting to change? Gmail works, so I know my addresses are correct.
Well, I don't understand that. Could you repeat that, Steve?
Yeah, CenturyLink email doesn't send email to SMS messages.
Oh, they won't send it to a text message. Oh, yeah. Just got to log into your account and give it an email address. And they used to give these Q.com or Q.net, which was part of Quest, and then they went to something, MSN, and they had some problems with Microsoft over the years, and that partnership didn't work out. But even like Xfinity, I've got my admin@swinhart.com email as my primary email at Xfinity. In fact, almost all the businesses. Yeah, just log into into Quest. I'd go to CenturyLink.net, log into your account, and just put in an email address, and you're good to go.
All right. That sounds pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Doug, CenturyLink, Xfinity, there's always this battle for more speed. There are other providers. One thing we have not brought up on the program lately is that 5G-based home Wi-Fi, which Verizon's been Verizon, AT&T, the big advertiser in the game so far has been T-Mobile. You've probably seen the ads. You get something about the size of a coffee maker. You plug it in. It receives 5G signals and then creates a Wi-Fi network for your home. We've heard good things about it. I continue to check. It's still not available in my neighborhood. So it kind of depends. And here's the problem with 5G that we do know, that you need to live pretty close to the transmitter to be able to get those signals.
It's a bit touchy, and I would encourage, especially where you're at, Steve, I know for sure you've got a 40 megabit per second on the fiber optics line. I can tell you, as good a connection as the Wi-Fi or the 5G might be, it's not going to compare to your CenturyLink fiber optics, and it's not going to compare to a good, solid, higher speed Xfinity, but they've got all kinds of tiers. But if you're getting 200 to 400 megabits per second at Xfinity, even with the extra latency, and that's one thing that 5G does produce, is less network latency. But even with that involved, it's not going to compare. In addition, your wired connection is going to be much more stable and much more consistent, especially in bad weather. And we've got some of that in Minnesota, as I'm sure you know. Last Saturday is a fine example. But I would suggest that if you've got a good connection with either CenturyLink or Xfinity, stick with it. But I'd like to see some new innovations come along with these connections and give us some more options. I hope to see Starlink come along. I'd like to see WiMAX get to our country. They've had it in Europe for many years. I don't know why we don't have it quite yet. Both of those, I think, are going to put some pressure on the big players of the day. But it just can't beat a wired. I'm a firm believer in keeping a cable if you ever can. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I have used these appliances when I'm out doing games. One of the companies I work for provides these if there's a technical problem with the wired internet available on site for a football game or lacrosse or hockey or basketball or whatever. The point being is that these appliances, you're able to plug them in, they train up. It takes a few minutes for them to train up. And it really is interesting to me how good it is. And
yeah,
you can hardwire into the particular appliance. And we're streaming video and we're streaming audio down this. And it's been pretty darn good. The speeds are impressive. But once again, it's got to be available. And that's the challenge. It is not always available in your neighborhood, so you got to check on it. But like I say, T-Mobile's been a big player in it, but AT&T and Verizon and all the other ones are getting into it. Once again, this is 5G cellular service beamed into your home to an appliance, and then from there you create a traditional Wi-Fi network. And the price point, it is appealing. They're coming in at around $50 a month.
Yeah, and if you're in an area, I had a gentleman call, must be 2 years ago now, lives down in Northfield, works out of his home, really his only option, and I pointed him towards Verizon, and 2 weeks later he called me up, and he said, I think I've died and gone to heaven. He was that pleased. If that's your only alternative, and in addition, this has been a godsend for people who travel on the road, possibly sales or management, and if they're mobile a lot. And most places will give you some kind of connection as to hotels and motels, that kind of thing. But at the same time, if I was involved in something like that, I'd like to have my own and just know for certain that all my data and equipment is safe and secure being connected on its own. It's a godsend. It really is. Any little appliances, you stick them in your pocket. They're just tiny for the small part. And the home users, I've yet to hear a bad report. If they send it out, if you try it and it doesn't work, I'm pretty sure they give you back your money for the first month. I think it's a no-risk deal with T-Mobile and the rest of them as well, but you have to check to make sure. Thanks for bringing that up, Steve. That's excellent.
Yeah, and I feel more comfortable when I'm on the road traveling with the Chromebook, using my own hotspot on my phone to power that, versus maybe using the free Wi-Fi at the hotel. I'm a little bit leery about that, and I'm glad you brought that up. I try to avoid that. So when you are traveling, if you can use your own hotspot, I know you're going to spend a few more bucks, but it's probably worth it. And I have had the standalone little hotspots are about the size of a cell phone. But the way I understand it, the new 5G appliance that you plug into your home is a little bit bigger. It is about the size of a coffee pot, and you set it on a counter or somewhere. It doesn't look that bad, and those are the ones that I've worked with. They're a little bit bigger, and you are able to hardwire into them. So, you know, it is an option. I would take advantage of that home trial. And what I've seen from T-Mobile is that you can try it for a week or two. I think their test drive our home internet for 15 days worry-free if you don't like it or you have problems. So I think they're pretty comfortable with the technology.
Oh, yeah, they got that right down pat. And, in fact, these little appliances are changing. The last time I saw one, it was about 12 inches by 12 inches, and it was kind of a triangular shape. And they recommended that you put it up on your roof and attempt to get a line of sight, which I'm sure you're going to get a better connection. Well, today they got them in their little cubes, little tiny cubes. Well, like you said, about the size of a cell phone, a little bit bigger, 6 inches.
Yeah.
But each provider is going to have their own equipment. And each website, no matter where you go, Verizon, T-Mobile, they're going to say check availability, put in your address, and if you get past that, you probably can get it.
Yeah. We've got a break coming up for the weather. By the way, our number, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We had that bad weather moving in on Saturday and knocked us off the air at the end of the program, and we have a follow-up from that. Question is, I have Windows 10, and it's working well. I keep being bothered about upgrading to Windows 11 at no cost. Should I do it or not? This is Dave in Plymouth. I will say, over the years, Doug has said, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Doug, what's your thoughts on this free upgrade?
I still feel that way today, but I can already tell you that this is going to turn into a real hot topic here. Microsoft is getting more aggressive trying to push this out, and we've seen them go through this in the past. They're going to be coming out with the betas for 12 real soon. And 12 is supposed to be the end-all and do-all of any version of Windows you've ever had in the past. Well, but I worry about the rumors and the things that I see popping up on the net where people are encouraged to do this. They go ahead and they start doing it, and right in the middle of the install or close to the end of the install, a message comes online and says, well, your equipment isn't available, but your original 7 now is all gone, and they can't get it back. Or original 10, excuse me. All gone, they can't get it back. I think we're going to be seeing some of that in the future, and that's disturbing to me. There's it's just too much to bear. So I not till the last minute, and you can jump online, do some searches in Google, and see if there's something you can add to put a stop to that. I know that ChrisTitus.com, you can stop all updates except for security updates for up to 2 years. And I might want to look into that as well, but I'm thinking again. I just have been this way my whole career. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're just better off.
Quick break. We'll update the weather. It is a lovely Saturday here to close out July, and then we'll have more Tech Talk. And here's the number again on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line if you want to get a hold of us, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And from our text line, we're going to get into malware bytes and what Doug recommends for virus protection. We've talked malware bytes for a long time, but he's got some other ideas for you. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is Tech Talk. Doug is joining us, as always, Doug Swindhart, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program so you can reach out to him during the coming week. We're going to go to the phone lines right now, but before we do, we should tell you the city's one plumbing talk and text line always available. And the number is 651-461-9226. We love to get your feedback, whatever the program, whether it's the morning news with Vanita, Jordana and Adam, the Chad Hartman Show, Jason DeRush, Henry Lake, all our great weekend programming. Feel free to reach out anytime, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Julie. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes, I texted in earlier that I'm having problems with our CenturyLink email sending SMS messages or text messages to our phone via email. So when you put the address in, they were working up till 2 weeks ago, and it stopped working. And if I put that address in a Gmail email, it goes right through, so I know the address is correct. But CenturyLink stopped sending them.
You know, interestingly enough, I actually suffered with this quite a while ago now, with Gmail. And within a month or so, it was corrected. I don't know if CenturyLink is having that same thing happen or what, but not all email servers are capable of that. I think they're getting better. And SMS servers have to accept it as well. I think you might want to give CenturyLink a call and see what they say, because this is definitely at the server level. I believe it is. I don't think it's anything you could do to correct that. You know, we rely on a lot of people when we're doing things through the internet. And our mail servers and our SMS and text servers are a prime example of that. But there's only so much control that we have over that. But I'd give them a call and see what they say. They might just tell you they'll have it next Wednesday, or they're going to stop SMS completely. And if that's the case, you should be able to find something on the internet that you could add to a web browser and still send an SMS from a mobile device or your computer. And I hope that helps.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call, Julie. Still plenty of time for you to call or text the program. Let's get into Malware Bytes. It came up a week ago on the program, and this is someone who does subscribe to Malware Bytes, and they've had pretty good luck getting in touch with them via email.
They said they
sent an email, and the first response comes immediately, an automated email saying support ticket has been created, and they said they have had good luck via email following up with Malware Bytes. So I thought
I'm really glad to hear that. Yep. Last thing I want to do, Steve, is for you and I to get on the air and I badmouth somebody. I never want to do that. And Malware Bytes over the years has done so much to advance user protection and security. But if I'm trying to get a hold of them, I got that same automated email when I try to get home, but nobody contacted me after that. I don't know why. I just think that their level of customer service when it was like you call them up and they answer the phone and say hello, you get them. It was just second to none. In addition to that, there's a plethora of good antivirus programs out there. Your ESET, ENOD 32, Bitdefender is top shelf, another U.S. company. Just wonderful solutions. And Viper is great. They're all kind of, how do I say, support towards email and chats. And sometimes you can just get more done on a phone much quicker than you can in a chat window. That's been my experience. And, I'm glad that texter sent that in. That's true. That malware bites deserve success. They really do.
Yeah, Doug, I want to kind of follow up on this idea of virus protection, et cetera. If you have a new machine, say you have Windows 11, should you be using Defender? Should you be using some sort of other? I think there's a fair amount of confusion for Windows users on what they should be doing to protect their machine, because there's been a lot of talk, well, they've got Windows Defender, that should be good enough.
Well, yeah, you know, it should, and generally speaking, it probably is. It's been better the last couple of years. I think that the rumors as of late that pretty soon we're going to be seeing a Linux version of Windows, I think that kind of sells it all. And I'd like to see that happen sooner rather than later. But I think that we should be able to expect more from Microsoft than what they deliver in the form of security. After 40-plus years in this industry, Microsoft Windows should be like goof-proof, bulletproof, as bulletproof as any other operating system. And it really just doesn't seem to be that way. A lot of things open, ports and that kind of thing. So, and maybe my expectations are too high, but I think that it's time they settle down and do better work, but do a better job. That's my opinion.
It is 3:41, 19 minutes now in front of 4 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. It is Tech Talk. By the way, we're on at a brand new time. Pass the word. Tech Talk now on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. We had a bit of a schedule change. We have a new real estate show on the air Saturdays between 11 and noon. Shaletta's program starts at noon and runs until 3, the Shaletta Show, and then we get started at 3, sports schedules permitting. Speaking of sports, Twins and Royals, game 2 of the 3-game set from Kansas City coming up. Doug, this is a topic that we have discussed for years and years and years, and that is the topic of backing up your data. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks, really put out a good friendly reminder. Back up your data, your photos, important documents, etc. The idea that your computer is never going to fail, we had a power outage, we've had some storms move through. Things can happen. Equipment can get damaged. Hard drives can get damaged. And it's important to back that up. And let's talk about those strategies real quick. I know it's a beautiful day. People probably don't want to back it up right now. But this is something that needs to be done. You need to have a plan that, God forbid, a storm rolls through and your computer is destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to make sure that all of that stuff, once again, photos, important documents, etc., is safe somewhere in the cloud or off-site.
You just can't say it enough, and we cannot encourage people to be, mentally aware and conscious of it continuous. Yeah, like you mentioned, we can replace hardware and software programs all day long, but pictures and data that might be really critical, if it's critical, I suggest that you have a working copy on your hard drive locally. You have another copy, if you have space, on that same hard drive under a different directory or folder. You have another copy on an external hard drive or flash drive, preferably a hard drive today, and yet one more copy up in the cloud off-site. If you've got four, and everybody should have this. It's not going to be expensive. If you've got a Gmail account, you have 15 to 18 gigabytes out of the chute in your Google Drive. And that would be for every Gmail account. if you have, if you needed to buy more, I can't remember what it is. It's like $11 per terabyte or some ridiculously low price like that. And all kinds of storage and backup places on the net that will do it automatically on Sunday night and keep your whole system intact. There's really no reason why anybody loses any data, but especially, especially pictures. I just can't say it enough. That's huge. It's just absolutely huge.
Yeah, and there's one that I've used and I'm willing to share again. Had an old Yahoo account that I've had for years and years, and it's not a lot of money every year. And Yahoo's been around. They seem like things have stabilized at Yahoo, and they've certainly been in business for a long, long time. And then I have a Gmail account, my two private email accounts, an old Yahoo account, and then a relatively old Gmail account. And if there's something that I absolutely positively want to hang on to, some sort of correspondence, a photo that I really, really like, I don't do it with everything, but I'll just simply email it to my other email account. So then it's in my sent box, and it's in my inbox and my other email. For me, that's worked really, really well on things that I absolutely positively want to hang on to. It's a quick and easy way to be. It's like, I need that. I need to keep that. And here's what I do. I just quick attach it and email it to my other account. And you don't want to do that with everything. I don't think that's responsible either. But with certain things, I do. Particularly anything involving the IRS, stuff like that, that you want to hang on to, you can use that strategy as well. It's worked for me.
I think that idea that you came up with is absolutely exceptional. I love that. And it will work for anybody. Everybody can have a Yahoo account or an extra account. I've got a Swinhart at Live.account. When Microsoft was handing out Live.com email addresses, I thought I had to have one. Had it for years. I don't use it much, but it's nice to have. I think that's just a fantastic idea. At least you've got your important documents and or pictures and or emails in another storage place where they're safe. I love that idea. That's great.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk. Still time. If you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. And we promise before the end of the program, we've had some more storms as of late. The uninterrupted power supply. Is it worth spending a few bucks to have your electronic equipment run through one of those? We'll get Doug's thoughts in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk on a Saturday, brand new time. We start now at 3. 3 o'clock now on Saturday, as sports schedules permitting. Twins and Royals play game 2 of their 3-game series from Kansas City. We'll move into Twins coverage mode a little bit later on. The lineup card, Chris Satterbury at 5:30, and then Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play here on the home of the Twins. And, of course, every game all season long here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Well, Doug, we've had storms. We got bumped off the air very late in the program a week ago doing just a freak storm that moved through the area. We weren't expecting severe weather, but we've had a couple of bumpy days here and some areas seeing torrential rain. I know some neighborhoods around the greater metro area and beyond have had some trees down and some damage, etc. And when you do lose power, you want to make sure that your expensive electronic equipment and computers are protected. And these uninterrupted power supplies, or UPS, these battery backup surge protectors, etc., they are a good idea, and you can get these relatively inexpensively, and they do pay dividends, in reality, year-round.
Oh, absolutely. This is it's really the only way to go. Just make it makes sense. It really does.
Doug, what do you recommend when it comes to that? Now, I would assume there's backup power equipment that'll not only keep the power going into your computer smooth, no peaks, no valleys, if you will, no surges, no brownouts, etc., which is important. But if there is a power outage, it allows you to shut down your equipment in an orderly fashion. Is there something you recommend? What should people look for?
It is. A battery backup unit, I think, is just a tremendous unit. I really like APC, and even though they were bought out, I believe, in 2007, I think, by Schneider, a huge French company. I didn't even know they'd been bought out for probably 10 years. It was that smooth. But this is just top-shelf equipment, and they have it at all price levels, and it's good equipment. The majority of what's made for Americans is built in Rhode Island. A lot of it is built right here. They have been responsible for backup systems and fire departments and hospitals for decades. That really is the best. Now, that's not to say that there isn't a whole bunch of other competitors that are right on their tail as of late. I know that Cyber Guys are putting out a good one. Triplight puts out decent equipment. But I'm real impartial to APC. I just think it's a great company, and if it costs you $10, $20 more, it's worth every penny. I've got several here at my place that are in excess of 15 years old, run brand new. Best investment I ever made. Absolutely bar none. I think that's just a tremendous thing that people should be looking at.
Yeah, and like I say, it is something that can pay dividends year-round. We think about spring, summer, autumn, you know, the thunderstorms and the winds, et cetera, and power outages. But in reality, year-round, the power isn't 100% consistent. I would say Xcel Energy and the other utilities do a very nice job keeping the lights on. But this is something that really smooths it out and really can be a big deal for the longevity of your equipment.
Oh, no doubt about it. You took a piece of equipment called an oscilloscope, and you stuck it in your AC adapter. It would actually display the highs and the lows of your electricity. Yep. And it's probably going to be today somewhere around 15 to 20% up, 15 to 20% down. And we're not so much concerned today with surging as we are brownouts. Now, if you take a battery backup unit that charges all night long the batteries, plug that in to that same outlet, then plug your oscilloscope into the battery backup unit, it's going to show display somewhere around 2 to 3% up and down. I kind of think of it as the same concept as placing clean gas in your car. Yeah. Just going to run better. It's going to run longer. And it will prove itself with almost every piece of equipment you have. I have expensive TVs. I'm going to put a APC battery backup unit on. And today, you can buy a unit like that for $60, $70 at Micro Center or Amazon.com. They're Best Buy. They're everywhere. It really makes sense to do some research and learn about these. I think everybody should have them and have them in place. And that was just great comment, Scott.
And, Doug, before we run out of time, we want to make sure we get your phone number and email if people want to reach out to you during the week.
Oh, thank you so much. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Have a great week. We'll do it again. And a reminder, Tech Talk now on the air, Saturdays at 3 o'clock. Doug, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thank you, my man.
All right, there he is, Doug Swinhart, here on Tech Talk, brand new time. We had a bit of a schedule change starting today at 11 a.m. now, a brand new real estate show. We invite you to tune in for that. Then the Shaletta Show between noon and 3 o'clock. And then yours truly and Doug get started at 3. Coming up, Sports Saturday, and we'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney. Former Viking great Jim Marshall got another raw deal from the Hall of Fame committee. Can't believe it. We'll have an update from the 3M Open. Lovely day at the TPC of the Twin Cities. Third round, relative unknown, leading the tournament at 18 under par. We'll check that leaderboard. And then we'll get you ready for the Twins and the Royals. By the way, we'll have a preview as well as we count you down to the Twins today on the huge Hall of Fame weekend. Coming up next weekend, Joe Mauer will be inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame. So we'll get into all of that between now and the 5:30 lineup card, Twins and Royals first pitch tonight at 6:10, right here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.